Anuvak had two. Page number 87. Only 10 more minutes, that's all. 87. See, hereafter, you must be very careful. You must know the swaras. If you find a line below the letter, so you find a vertical letter, a vertical line, horizontal. You find horizontal line and vertical line. You also find non-mark, no mark. So how to understand the marks? What is swaraha? You have to definitely learn this. It's called swaraha. Swaraha means intonation or accent. Not exactly like what you say in English language. So here, the swaraha. If you find a line below the letter, it's called anudattaha. And you find a line above the letter, it's called udattaha. And you find two lines above the letter, it's called swaritaha. And there's one more swara called udattaha. How many now? Anudattaha, udattaha, sorry, anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirgha swaritaha. Totally we find four swaras. Anudattaha, udattaha, swaritaha, dirgha swaritaha. Okay. So here, udattaha is not denoted by any mark. No mark is there to denote udatta. But in between you find no mark, that letter should be taken as the udatta swara. Let me tell you again, repeat it. See, udattaha, anudattaha, swaritaha denote pitch. Denote the pitch. In the pitch, in chanting the sounds, chanting of the sounds in a mantra. So, swaritaha denotes a highly raised accent. Swaritaha denotes a highly raised accent. And udattaha denotes, udattaha actually denotes, it's a neither high nor low accent. But the medium a pitch are the, you can say, normal tone in chanting the sound, in uttering the sound. Anudattaha indicates, anudattaha denotes a low accent in pronouncing a sound. So anudatta, udatta, swarita, swaritas are all indicated by different signs. In the text, we have dirgha swaritaha. It actually again prolonged high accent is called dirgha swaritaha. Prolonged high accent. See, if you find a horizontal line below the letter, it is anudattaha. And a vertical line above the letter denotes the swarita. And the prolonged swarita denoted by two lines, two vertical lines above the letter. And the no marking of the udatta. I think I made it very clear. Okay, now the first is actually this second chapter, the second section. The subject matter of the first chapter begins from the second section only. Because the first section, Shanti Pataha, which is actually outside of the textbook, is taken as the part of the first chapter. So it forms the first section, content of the first section. Now, second section, Dvitiyonuvakaha. Dvitiyaha Anuvakaha. Dvitiyonuvakaha. Second section. So, visarga preceded by long, short vowel, followed by short vowel, first becomes sakara, then repa, then ukara, then gunasandhi. It's called Dvitiyonuvakaha. You must understand the order. Sakara, repa, ukara, then gunasandhi. And the following akara is denoted by a navagraha, Dvitiyonuvakaha. And this is called Sikshadhyayaha. Sikshadhyayaha. The second section is the briefest section, consisting of just six words, is entitled as Sikshadhyayaha. Because the first word of the content of the first chapter in second section is the word Siksha. So, Adhyayaha should not be taken as chapter here. Be careful. Siksha Adhyayaha means Adhyayaha in this lesson does not mean chapter. Adhyayaha means lesson. Lesson on Siksha. Lesson on Siksha. And if you take the whole chapter, the first chapter itself is called what? Sikshadhyayaha. Then you can take it as chapter. Sikshadhyayaha, the first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad is known as Sikshadhyayaha. Why it's called Sikshadhyayaha? Because the first word big is Siksha. That's all. Okay. What does the Siksha mean? Siksha is actually Siksha. Siksha is Vedic usage. In conventional language, Siksha means Siksha. The long vowel must be made a short vowel. Not Siksha, which is wrong in conventional language. It should be Siksha, short. Siksha means science of phonetics. So the entire first chapter begins with the word, it begins with the first word Siksha, Siksha. Therefore it is called Siksha Adhyayaha. But the word Siksha, Siksha means Siksha. Siksha means science of phonetics. It is science of pronunciation of sounds. Letters. So Siksha means, this phonetics means what? Pronunciation of sounds and also all other topics associated with the science of pronunciation. The Siksha means science of pronunciation and all other topics associated with the allied contents, allied subject matters. Siksha. Okay. Now here says, Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha. Siksham. The first word is what? All Udatta Swaras. Why? There's no line below. There's no line above. Shiksham. Then first Vya. So Swarita. Dirgha Swarita. Vya Khya Syamaha. I'm not going to do this every day. Today I just am doing. Shiksham Vya Khya Syamaha. Shiksham Vya Khya Syamaha. Vyakhya Syamaha, future tense verb. So, first person, future tense, plural verb. Yeah, I'm going to stop now. We shall expound what Shiksham is objective. Vayam is implied here. Vayam, subject, Shiksham, object. Vyakhya Syamaha, verb, subject, object, verb. We shall expound. We is not there. So we are adding we, vayam, based on the verb. Seek vyakhyasyamaha means shall expound. Who? We. Vayam vyakhyasyamaha. We shall expound what? Shiksham. Shiksham should be taken as Shiksham. Shiksha is what? The science of phonetics. It means it's a discipline. The phonetics itself is what? The discipline. The discipline of the knowledge on pronunciation. The science of phonetics. Pronunciation of sounds. Okay. It kinds of six factors. Varnaswaraha matrabalam samasantanaha ityuk Tasikshadhyayaha. Please come in. Come in. Okay, I'm stopping now. I'll see you soon. See you soon in half an hour.